Governor Little pledged to make education his top priority. He said he would support moving forward with the fifth year of his predecessor's five-year election plan. That includes another round of pay raises for teachers.
In addition to supporting the next phase of the teacher salary increases, my budget recommendation fulfills my promise to raise starting teacher pay to $40,000 a year. As we reward our educators, we expect school districts to continue working with us on reporting measurements that Idahoans need to validate increased educational investments.
Little announced he's creating a task force to review the state school system and the progress it's made during the five-year plan. He says that should help with the creation of the next five-year education blueprint. One of North Idaho's new state senators, Moscow Democrat David Nelson, says he appreciates the emphasis on improving public schools.
My wife actually is a school teacher in the Pullman School District for numerous reasons, but it's one of them is because the pay is a lot better. And so we really have to help our border districts so that they can pay a competitive wage. And as you know, in Washington, with the McCleary decision and what the legislators done, there is a lot more money floating around for teacher salaries in Washington.
In other issues, the governor vowed again to honor the voters' wishes and support the expansion of the state's Medicaid program to make health care available to thousands of low-income residents. Nelson says his top legislative priority is to ensure that Medicaid is expanded without imposing work requirements on those who buy subsidized policies. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.